Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a fountain, burn beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. 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 Your love is amazing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. 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 Your love is surprising. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All the joy that's growing deep inside of me. Every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing.
Lord, your love does make us sing. Father, we love you so much. Lord, we want to praise your name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Take a moment right now and greet each other. Would you shake a few hands?
Hi, everybody. I'm going to go over the announcements. Hello. And in your bulletins, you have this awesome communication card. And so we would appreciate it if you have any updated information. We would appreciate it if you update us on any new phone numbers, email addresses, home address change. And then if you're a first-time guest, we would appreciate it if you would fill this out. We can keep you in touch of what's going on here at Pathway. Also, it's great to have the email address because we put out prayer requests. And so that would be awesome, too. If you are a prayer warrior, we would love for you to join us in prayer whenever we have a prayer request. In the Pathway Happenings, I want to point out a few things. One is this coming Thursday night, we have what is called the Four Keys to Hearing God's Voice. It's Set Free, we're calling it. And this is the workbook that comes with that. You need to sign up, and this is the sign-up sheet right here. And then you will get a workbook when you're signed up, but eventually. And it's at the Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Golder Ranch right there that you pass probably. Most of you pass Golder Ranch Fire Department, and it's in one of their community rooms. So that's 7 o'clock this coming Thursday it starts. And here's the sign-up sheet right over here on this table. Also, if you were at Natalia's memorial service, my mother-in-law's memorial service yesterday, I had these cards, and I put down January 30th, she went to be with the Lord, not December 30th. So these are correct ones. And so if I haven't given you one, they're going to be right over here, and you can have a correct one. And then women's Bible study, as you guys know, with our mother-in-law passing away, Paul and I are going to take some time off. And so we're going to start the women's Bible study on, January 24th at my home. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. And then also, and that is on Tuesday morning. Is that a Tuesday morning? I hope I did it right. I hope I did this. I'm sorry, because my brain has been, the last week has been fried. So I hope I did that right. And then also, so that starts, and we're going to do the Measureless Love. It's a three-week DVD by Beth Moore. Then we will decide on that first Tuesday that we meet, we're going to decide what do we want to do next. And we'll make that decision, and then I'll get whatever we decide ordered. So I'd really appreciate if you could make it on that Tuesday morning, December 24th. The women's potluck breakfast. Remember, we switched that around, women, from the fourth Saturday to the second Saturday, and we switched our women's night out from the second Monday to the fourth Monday. So that starts this month. And this coming Saturday, then, will be the women's potluck breakfast on January 14th. And that will be at my house. We're going to start at my house, and it'll be at 9 o'clock at my house. 9 o'clock is also a time change. And this time, we will be having Chris share with us at my house, so at 9 o'clock. And same goes to the women's potluck breakfast. Invite your friends. That's what our church is about, talking about inviting friends, and that's what Pathway of Hope is, to reach out to others. Well, the men's conversational Bible study on Thursday mornings has been awesome, and men have been coming, and Dick just shared with me yesterday that 9 men were there Thursday morning. So isn't that awesome? And they meet at the Starbucks kiosk area, which is in the Safeway off of Rancho Vistosa Boulevard and Tangerine. So isn't that right? Yeah. So that's neat. And what time do you meet again? I'm sorry, I'd have to.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. to 7. So isn't that awesome? But there also is some updated, the dates for the women's night out is in there. But also, you guys, remember how I had some of these upcoming conferences? The Start the Year Off Right conference is coming up at Victory Worship Center, and that's put on by Bridge Builders. And that's going to be January 20th and 21st, a Friday and a Saturday. So please, you guys, it's a free conference, but they do like you to sign up. You can register there too, sign up there. But it is an awesome conference. Dutch Sheets is going to be there, Cindy Jacobs, and others will be speaking. It's really an awesome conference. So I really recommend that you go to that. You can look online either on Bridge Builders, or you can look online under Victory, and they will have the information about this Start the Year Off Right conference. So these are some, and there's other updated information, Pathway Happening, so go ahead and take the time to look at that when you get a chance. Thank you.
All right, let's continue to worship together. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. There is no one like God. There is no one like God. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here. For the Lord of creation, You're the Lord of creation, the creator of all things. You're the King above all kings.
You are.
You're the strength in our weakness. You're the love to the broken. You're the joy in the sadness.
You are. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here.
You're the God of this city.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation.
You are.
You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless.
You are.
Sing it together now.
There is no one like our God.
There is no one like our God. Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city.
Let's sing that again.
Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city.
Let's do it one more time.
Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. Greater things are yet to come. Greater things are still to be done here.
Amen, Lord. You are the God of this city. This city belongs to you, Lord, not to the enemy. And we claim that, Father. We claim the souls in our community, Lord, that you want in heaven with you. Give us those souls, Father.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, my Jesus, and I'm lost without you, my Savior.
You are the air I breathe.
You are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. You are my daily bread. You are my daily bread.
your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, my Jesus, and I'm lost without you, Savior. I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. I'm lost without you, my Savior. I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. I'm lost without you, my Savior. Oh, and I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. And I'm lost without you, my Savior. And I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. And I'm lost without you, Savior. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Savior. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. I'm lost without you,
you are everything we need. You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed. I'm amazed by you, how you love me.
Paint the morning sky.
You paint the morning sky with miracles in mind. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. I'm amazed by you, how you love me.
How wide,
how wide,
how wide,
how deep,
how deep,
how great your love for me.
The women after the men, how wide.
How wide,
how wide,
how
deep,
how great,
how great
your love for me.
Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Whoa, whoa, Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Just our voices now.
Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me.
Father, you are amazing. Lord, I love to be in your presence. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Lord, we love you, and all we want in this world is to do your will. We want to see your kingdom come. Show us how to do that. Show us how to reach people for you. We can't do it alone. It has to be you, Father. It's always you. It's only you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Dismiss our children right now back to children's ministries, and we're going to enter into our ministry of prayer as soon as I get my other microphone on here. Give me a sec. Karen, could you have the wireless mic handy so that people can talk into it when they, if they need to, if they would like to? How can we pray for you this morning? Who here needs prayer? Dick.
Bum knee. Been giving me a fit for.
Bum knee. Okay. All right. We'll pray for your knee.
Rest me as a bum, too.
Heavenly Father, we know, I thank you so much for Dick, Lord, and for what you're using him to do for your kingdom. And Lord, right now we know that he's hurt his knee a while back, Lord, and it's still bothering him. He tweaked it a little bit, and it's still really, really a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain, Lord. So we pray right now for your healing touch on Dick Moser. Lord, you are the master healer. You are amazing. And we know, Lord, that you can do this. Your touch is all it takes, Lord. Just like the woman who was bleeding, Lord, and all she had to do was touch the hem of Jesus' robe, and she was healed. Lord, we ask for that kind of power right now in this room. Lord, we pray for your healing for Dick's knee. Relieve the pain, relieve the discomfort, relieve the swelling, whatever it is that's going on in there. Knit up the cartilage, whatever it is that got tweaked. Lord, we pray for your healing touch right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
And we have Texas and Louisiana in the Florida for season.
Okay.
So I'd like a missionary. Okay. Big ministries receiving me there.
Okay. So we'll pray for travel and for a productive ministry, fruitful. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Pastor Judith Parker.
Judith, Pastor Judith, okay. Heavenly Father, we pray for Pastor Judith. Lord, she is your servant, and she goes where you tell her to go, and she stays where you tell her to stay. She does whatever you ask of her, Lord. We pray for your blessing over her ministry. Lord, let it be fruitful. Let her reach people for your kingdom, Father. Lord, we pray for safe travels as she travels through Texas and Louisiana on her way to Florida. Lord, we pray for your angels to surround her as she travels. Lord, keep her safe. Lord, let her reach her destination safely, Lord. And we pray that that you would use her, Father, to expand your kingdom.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you so much for the sacrifice that she's making in her life to be your servant.
Yes.
And to do what you ask her to do. Lord, we pray for blessing over her and her ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. What's your husband's name?
Joe. Did you hear that? Her husband's going to have a CAT scan tomorrow, so we're praying.
Right. Okay. Lord, we lift up Joe to you right now, Father. He's going in tomorrow for some tests, for a CAT scan. And Lord, we pray for your spirit to be there, for your presence to be there, Lord, over this this observation. Lord, we pray for wisdom for the doctors as they look at the results of this CAT scan. Let them see what needs to be seen, Lord. And if there's anything wrong with Joe right now, Lord, we pray for healing. We pray for your healing power to be present in that room. And let them do this CAT scan, and Lord, and find nothing wrong. Let him be completely healed. Let the doctors be amazed that his symptoms are gone and that he's completely healed. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, Karen.
You know, I'm having trouble following. I'm going to have a procedure Thursday afternoon.
A procedure? Okay. For your throat.
I went to all the doctors.
Just going to check? Okay.
Keep your hands on all the doctors.
Yeah. And then look at your throat. Okay.
She can't eat hot dogs anymore. Wow,
I have something similar when I eat certain kinds of meat.
Mm-hmm. Feel like I was going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can't swallow.
Almost passed out one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. I know the feeling. I know exactly what you're going through, Karen. Heavenly Father, we lift up Karen to you, Lord, and this issue with her throat and her swallowing. Lord, we pray that you would give the doctors wisdom as they examine her on Thursday, as they look at what might be going on there. We pray that you would give them eyes to see exactly what's going on, Father, with Karen. Give them the tools that they need, the wisdom to see exactly what's going on. And Lord, we pray for healing on Karen's throat, Lord. Let her be able to swallow. Let her have no more issues, Lord, with eating hot dogs or anything else, Lord, that might get trapped in there, and let her be unable to breathe or swallow, Lord. We pray for your healing power on Karen right now, Lord. I can feel your presence in this room, and you are amazing. We know your healing power is here this morning, and we pray that it touches Karen and heals her in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Stomach and her eyes. Okay. You see an eye surgeon. Okay. What was your name again?
Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Okay. Mary Ann. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Mary Ann. We know that you love her, Lord. And we know that you are a healer. So, Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for her eyesight, that you would heal whatever it is that's going on in there, Lord. And for her stomach, Lord, that you would heal whatever issues are going on with her stomach. Lord, you are amazing. We know that your spirit is within her, and we know that you know exactly what's going on with her body. So, Lord, we pray that as she sees this eye surgeon, that you would give him wisdom and that you would give him eyes to see exactly what's going on. And, Lord, we pray for your healing power over Marianne right now, of her eyes and her stomach. Reach into her body, Lord, and heal whatever it is. Whatever it is that's bothering her, Lord, whatever it is that's wrong, we pray that you would make it right. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we leave you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Lori. Depression. Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, I've known Lori for a long time. And Lord, I know the joy that she's had in the past. Lord, I know that being away from her husband and having financial pressures and stress in her life can be a distraction, Lord, and can bring on depression. Lord, I pray against that right now in Jesus' name. We know that this depression is not from you, but it's from the devil. Lord, we know that it's an attack of the enemy to bring her down. Lord, we pray your healing power over her mind. Lord, we know that you can restore that joy. You can restore that passion for you. And you can wipe away that depression, that sadness. Because you are not a God of sadness. You are a God of joy. You are a God of excitement. I pray that you restore that to Lori. Restore that to her life. Lord, I pray against this attack of the enemy. I pray that you surround Lori's mind with your angels. And drive off any attack that comes against her, Lord. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Chris. Okay. Lots of procedures going on. Lots of doctors. Doctors getting paid today. That's right. That's right. So I'll reach out our hands toward Chris and pray together. Heavenly Father, I pray for this procedure that's happening tomorrow for Chris. Lord, I pray for wisdom for these doctors. They're going to be looking at her. I pray that you would give them wisdom, give them eyes to see what's going on. But Lord, we pray most of all for healing for Chris. Let them look at her and give them eyes to see, but let them find nothing wrong.
Amen.
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would be 100% healthy.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Thousand God. Amen. All right. Yes, Karen.
Pray for my husband.
For Mike.
She needs prayer.
Okay. Okay. Will you stand in his place? Okay.
We feel like we've been separated for almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he doesn't want to quit drinking.
I know.
It hurts me and it hurts Andrew.
I know. I know it does. Heavenly Father, I pray for this broken heart. Lord, Karen's heart is breaking for her husband. He drinks, Lord. And this drink is a demon that has power over him. So Lord, I pray against that power. I pray, Lord, that you would make yourself real to Mike. That you would reveal yourself to him again in a new and exciting way, and that you would set him free from this bondage that he's in, Lord, this alcohol. Lord, I pray for Karen as he stands in Mike's place, that you would heal her breaking heart. Lord, you bring this family back together. Everyone's hurting. Mike's hurting. Karen's hurting. Their son Andrew is hurting. Lord, I pray that you would heal this family. In Jesus' name,
Amen. Okay. I'm going to ask Karen, Pastor Karen, now to pray for the tithes and offerings as we continue to worship together through that.
He said, huh, this is an awesome time to worship the Lord with our tithes and offerings. I remember when I first started doing it, and it was like, wow, the blessings. And then I stopped doing it when I was single because I can't afford it. And then God convicted me to start doing it again. And just seeing God's amazing power work so many times in our lives as we obey Him with our tithes, which are His anyways. All increase comes from Him. But the offerings, too, is an awesome blessing to follow the Lord. And it's like sometimes it doesn't make sense what He's asking you to give and what to give for, but it's just amazing when you obey Him what He does. And I love Him for this. I love Him for His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And it just is awesome when we see His power at work. So let's pray at this time. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank You and praise You for Your awesome, wonderful, amazing, incredible love. And we thank You that You are a God that is supernatural. And we thank You for that, just incredible and amazing. And we thank You and praise You, Lord God, that as we obey You with our tithes and offerings, with cheerful hearts, Lord God, we thank You and praise You that Your blessings will pour through. Lord, we ask and pray that You will bless each and every one that obey You lovingly with tithes and offerings. And we ask and pray that You will bless these tithes and offerings and multiply them. We thank You and praise You for Your continued guidance and direction as we obey You in use of these tithes and offerings, Lord, that we want to be this awesome light in this community, Lord God. And we thank You and praise You that even 10% of these tithes and offerings go to missions around the world through the Four Square denomination. We thank You and praise You, Lord God, for this. And we ask and pray that You will continue to help each one of us to be a light here in this community for Your glory. We thank You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
No, I had lunch on Friday with a fellow pastor, and he was asking me, since we're passing the tithes and offerings right now, he was asking me my advice on how do you talk to people about tithes and offerings that don't believe that it's a commandment in the New Testament, you know, that it's something that Jesus taught in the New Testament. And you know, he says, he was telling me, you know, I've told them that, you know, the Old Testament teaches tithing, and the New Testament, Jesus said, you know, yeah, 10%, but that's just the minimum. Go beyond that in your offerings, you know. And he said that doesn't seem to get through to people because Jesus doesn't specifically say tithe, you know. And what I told him was, the way I explain it to people is, God set up this principle of tithing as a way to provide for His church. You know, if everyone in a church were to tithe, the church would have all the resources it needs to do what God has called it to do. And so often the reason that churches fall short in being able to reach out to people is because they don't have the money for it. They don't have the resources for it because the people of the church aren't tithing. And so I just want to encourage you. He thought that was great. He thought that was a great rational reasoning way to explain it. And I do think that that's the way God has set up His church, is for His people to tithe to be able to provide for the church. So just to encourage you. Yes, Melissa. Absolutely, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people see that give to Caesar what is Caesar and give to God what is God's. A lot of people interpret that as just give, you know. And there are some people that choose not to tithe but choose to give, you know, where there's a need. And that's great if you give to specific projects. You know, we had a building fund drive a few years ago and people give to the building fund drive, and that's great. But that 10% tithe is what goes into the general fund that allows our church to exist. Allows us to pay the rent, pay the salaries, that kind of thing. So it's all in the interpretation, and so I just try to explain it that way. And it's just a principle that God has set up to provide for his church. So just to encourage you in that. I do want to encourage you also to join us Thursday night for the Set Free ministry at the Firehouse. I'm going to be there. You know, there's no spiritual maturity level required. It's not the basic basics. And if you're a mature Christian, then you're not going to get anything out of it. It's not a way over your head spiritual thing where if you're not a mature Christian, then you're not going to get it. So I want to encourage you, no matter what level you're at in your spiritual walk, this is going to be a terrific series to go through, I think, and you're going to get a lot out of it. The other thing I want to let you know before we get into the message today is, who here has been through at a church in your life, the purpose-driven church, the 40 Days of Purpose? How many of you guys have been through that at one church or another? Rick Warren, Saddleback Church, that stuff. He's got a new campaign that starts in February called 40 Days in the Word. And I'm excited about this. We're going to be doing this as a church. 40 Days in the Word. It's 7 Sundays, 6 weeks of getting into God's Word and digging in deep. And the sermons are all geared towards being in Scripture and being in God's Word. And there's memory verses that you memorize every week. There's small groups where there's DVD-led small groups that meet in people's homes that I want everybody to be a part of at some point during the week. And it's the times that I've gone through it, I've seen dynamic change in those churches. God has worked in dynamic ways during those times. It's a time of tremendous growth, it's a time of tremendous spiritual growth, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. So that's going to be starting. If we start it in the third week of February, it will end the Sunday before Easter, which I think is perfect timing leading into the Easter season and hopefully a period of growth for us. So look forward to that starting in February. If you know anybody who digs Rick Warren and likes his stuff, mention it to him and let him know we're going to be doing that. All right. For the past 2 years, God has given me a word for our church for the year. You guys remember that? 2 years ago, 2009, the word for our church was believe. And our church went through a lot that year where we had to just trust God and keep our eyes on him and believe that what he said was going to happen is going to happen. And then last year, the word that God gave me for our church was harvest. And it's interesting. I still don't know exactly what that word meant because our church shrunk. Didn't grow. but I do believe that word was good. That word was valid. And I think that the things that we went through last year, the preparations that we made, the plans that we made, the things that we talked about, they are preparing us for a harvest that's coming in the future. I do believe that. And so I do want to talk to you this morning about the word that God has given me for our church for 2012. And I'm excited about this because the word that God gave me for our church for 2012 is the word reach. And that came to me, I think it was Tuesday of this week. Up until then, I had thought that the word for our church was a different word. It's kind of funny. I was praying about it towards the end of last year, the end of 2011. And in December, I was praying about what God wanted for our church for 2012, and what kept coming to my mind was the word stand. And I thought that was supposed to be the word for our church, stand, stand firm. What kept coming to my mind was the fact that our church has been beaten up a little bit over the past couple years. We've lost some folks. There's been spiritual attack. There's been conflict internal to the church. There's been a lot going on. And the way I pictured it was an army that's losing battles and is being backed up against a wall, and they have to form up into ranks, and they need to stand. They need to put their shields up, and they need to stand firm make a defensive counterattack against the enemy. And that was the image that was in my mind towards the end of last year, and I think that image was there because of my mindset. Because I was a little bit deflated about where our church was going, the direction we were going. I was a little bit depressed and frustrated with what was going on with Pathway. And then last Sunday's message that God gave me. Remember what that was? When we talked about how we've lost sight of the mission of our church. We've lost sight of where God wants our church to go. We've been so inward focused. We've been focused on ourselves. We were trying to get that building over there, and we were praying so hard about that and trying to get this building. We were focused on ourselves. We saw people leaving the church, and that hurt us. And I got so focused on us that I forgot about them. And that word stand, it's a valid word. It's a valid word, but it's not our word for this year. Our word for this year is reach. We can't be inward focused on ourselves. We need to be looking out and focused on reaching people. Reaching people for God. That's where we need to be. That's where our eyes need to be. That's where our focus needs to be, is on reaching people with the gospel. So I want to talk to you about that a little bit this morning and over the next few weeks here. And a few ways that I think reach applies to our church. First way is this. You can write these down on your note sheet if you like. The first way that reach applies to our church is that we need to be reaching towards God in worship and prayer. Reach towards God in worship and prayer. Reach towards God in worship and prayer. And that's what we were doing this morning, wasn't it? We were worshiping God. We were reaching out to Him. We were praying for the needs of our family. And we're reaching out to Him. We're worshiping Him. We're worshiping His name. 2 Chronicles chapter 5 talks about the dedication of the temple that Solomon built. And in verse 13 it says, "The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, 'He is good, His love endures forever.' Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God." Have you ever been in a place where the Spirit of God was so thick that you could see it? Can you imagine what that must have been like? That's what we're called to do. That's what our worship is about. That's what we're reaching for. When we're reaching up towards heaven, reaching towards God, is we want His Spirit here among us to join us. Can we all say together, "He is good, His love endures forever"? He is good, His love endures forever. We say it again, "He is good, His love endures forever." Let's invite His presence. He is good. His love endures forever. He is good. His love endures forever. He is good. His love endures forever. Yes, Lord, that's what we want for our church. We want You to be here. We know that You're good. And we know that Your love endures forever through everything we face in our lives. He is good, and His love endures forever. And His presence is here. Can you feel it? I felt it during worship. I felt it during our prayer time. I feel it right now. God's presence is here. And He loves our worship. He loves our praise. He loves to hear our prayers. They're like a fragrant perfume. Fragrant offering. And if we want God's presence here in our church, we've got to do that. We've got to reach out. We've got to reach up to Him in worship. So we've got to reach up towards God. We also got to reach out. Second thing you can write down is we need to reach out to our community in service. We need to reach out to our community in service. It's what the early church spent their time doing, right? They were providing for the needy. They were taking care of those in need. In Acts 4, 34 and 35 says, "But from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to anyone who had need." There were needy people in the community, and they did whatever it took to help them. And we need to have that same mindset. We need to be reaching out to people in need. It's more than just money. More than just money. Because I know with this economy, we don't have a lot of money right now. More than just money, it's time, it's energy, it's forming relationships. We have this community outreach ministry that Keith and Lori have been running for the past year and a half or so. And I want to put more focus on that this year. I want to put more thought into the things that we do, and I want to have more hands there helping. Because so often it was you and Keith, you know, washing cars. It was you and Keith putting coins in people's laundry at the laundromat. You know, Jackie helped them with the coffee at Bash's, giving away free coffee one morning. Just trying to provide for people's needs. I mean, the laundromat thing is awesome. That's a need that people need clean clothes, right? That's something that people need. And a lot of people scrounge the house looking for quarters to do their laundry. And man, our church shows up there at the laundromat and says, "Let me pay for your laundry today," and starts throwing quarters in the machine. I think that's awesome. I think that's great. And if we had more than two people there, it would have been even greater. You know, so let's work together on this. Let's get together and be effective in reaching out to our community, to the people that are in need. Let's get our eyes off ourselves and our problems and focus on them. So we need to be reaching up towards God in worship and prayer. We need to be reaching out to our community in service. And the third thing that we need to reach is we need to reach the lost with the gospel. And that's our ultimate commission, right? The great commission that Jesus gave us in Matthew 28. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." That's what Jesus calls us to do, is to reach the lost with the gospel. And we haven't been doing that. And we need to do better. We need to do that. That's the reason that a church exists. It's the reason that a church is here, is to bring light to dark places. We need to reach the lost. We need to introduce them to our friend Jesus. So that's what our church needs to focus on this year. Reaching up towards God, reaching out to our community, and reaching the lost. So over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of these aspects of reach. And reach has five letters in it, right? So So what I did was I came up with a little acronym for REACH. Each of the letters in REACH stands for something. And the R in REACH stands for revel in God's presence. And that's what we need to do in our worship, in our prayer. We need to be reveling in God's presence. Not just saying the words, not just singing the songs and moving your mouth, but reveling in His presence. Basking in His glory. That's what worship should be all about. It's the foundation for an effective, healthy church, is worship. We need to worship Him, revel in His presence. The E stands for encourage those in your sphere of influence. Our tongues have a significant impact on people, don't they? The way we use them. We can either use them to build people up and encourage them and attract them to you and to the God that you represent, or we can use them to tear people down and make coarse jokes and funny insults and tear them down and drive them away from God, especially if they know that you're saved. The way you use your tongue can have a significant impact on the people around you and their spiritual health. Encourage those in your sphere of influence. Because all of us have different areas of our lives where we have influence, whether it's at work or at home or in your neighborhood. We all have these spheres of influence where people are impacted by the way you act, the way you talk. We need to be careful how we use our tongues. The A stands for alleviate any distractions. Alleviate any distractions. Whether it's sin in your life that's dragging you down and distracting you, or whether it's problems in your life, worries about money, about job, about your relationships, whatever distractions are in your life, the amount of energy and time that you devote to those things is that much less energy and time that you have to devote to reaching out. So we need to figure out how to alleviate those distractions and push them off to the side so that we can focus on what we need to focus on. Focus on what God's called us to do. And the C stands for commit to a lifestyle of service. Not just doing good things every once in a while, showing up and helping out with some outreach project, and then go on and live the rest of your life. It's a lifestyle of service. Jesus was the ultimate servant, wasn't he? Yes. He lived a lifestyle of service. And we need to follow that example. Then the H stands for honor others above yourself. Living this life of humility. And when you do that, when you place others' needs above your own, people are going to notice. And it's going to have an impact on their lives, isn't it? They're going to want what you have. They're going to know that something's different about you. You're different than the other guys at your work. You're different than the other people in the neighborhood, different than the other neighbors. And they're going to want to know why. So that's what we're going to be focusing on over the next month or so, is how we can be more effective in reaching the people around us. Because that's what God's called us to do. He's called us to preach the gospel. He's called us to save the lost. And I'm excited about what God's going to do. Yeah. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for the people you placed in our lives that need you. Lord, I pray for the people in this room, Lord. I pray that you would give them a passion for reaching people for you. Give them a heart for evangelism. Give them such an excitement and a passion for you that it's just flowing out of them, overflowing out of their lives, and no one can miss it. I pray, Lord, that you would bless our church this year as we follow your direction, as we follow your lead. In Jesus' name.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. I'm lost without you, my Savior. Whoa, and I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. And I'm lost without you, my Savior. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you, my Savior. I'm desperate for you, my Jesus. I'm lost without you, my Savior.
Thank you, everybody. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in this church throughout all generations,
forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.